Today's dafyam is dedicated to Nishmas, a great Torah and OU benefactor, Mr. Harry H. Baron, Olav Shalom, Tzvi Chaykel ben Aronzev, Olav Shalom. Today's shir is Masechet Becharis, Daf Samach. We will begin on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, 16 lines from the bottom. At the end of the previous shir, we learned Rava's Halacha. Rava taught us a rule called Minyan Haroi. Minyan Haroi means that when we're counting the animals for Maase Behemah procedure, which as we've been learning, you get to the number 10, and when you get to number 10, the 10th animal is the Maase Behemah animal. So Rava taught us that if it's a situation of Minyan Haroi, where you began counting, and once you begin counting, and as I kept on emphasizing in the previous year, you start counting properly, and then, for whatever reason, you don't have any more 10 animals here. The animals that you counted with the right procedure and the right intention are considered counted and do not have to have the procedure done over again. The way the Gemara explained it is because Yavar, the Pasuk says, Yavar v'lo shekvar ovar. So we begin today's shir is the Gemara begins with three situations where this rule that Rava taught us is applied. Vamar Rava, Hayla Yudala Tloim, you had 14 animals in a pen, v'chnisim adir, and the circumstances of all of the pens that we're going to be speaking about in these three situations that Rava refers to is that each one of these pens has two doors. So you start with 14 animals in this pen, and six went out of one door, and four went out another door, and four remained in the pen. Says Rava, Oysam Arba, the last four, im bepesach hashishi yotzu, if they go out the same door as the door which the first six animals went out, so Allah is noitel echad mehem, so you have six plus four. And since you have six plus four, you have 10 animals, you go through the regular mice procedure animal, which one of them, the 10th animal will be Maaser Behemah. But the other four that went out the other door, Mishtarf and Garen Acher, they are combined with another, they have still the obligation. And let's stop and think as why. The first six went out, and there's a very deliberate sequence here. The first six went out the first door. When they went out the first door, there were actually still eight animals left in the pen. So certainly those six animals can combine with eight animals. You don't even need that many to get to the number 10. And as the Chazon Ish teaches us, therefore, as soon as those six animals walk out that door, it makes no difference what's going to be. We're certain that these six animals are taken care of. Now the other four go out. So if the other four go out the same door, that's easy. So that door had 10, regular Maase Behemah situation. The other four animals, the second four animals that went out the second door, when they went out the second door, let's think about it. There were no 10 animals that they could combine with because you need six, but there were only four animals left in the room because six had already left. So you don't have a minyan haroi. And therefore, those four animals that went out through the second door aren't even in the category of minyan haroi. And therefore, we have to wait to get another six animals to combine to have the Maase Behemah procedure. The four animals that walk out the door, let's think about those four. So if they walk out the door that the six animals walked out of, so you have perfect 10. 6 plus 4 equal 10. If they walk out the other door, you don't have 10 because it's 4 plus 4 equal 8. But here too, says the Chazon Ish, there could be a situation, very bechiddush of the Chazon Ish, that they walked out a different door than the six, but they still can combine. What is the case? He says, a man is how you start counting when they walk out not the same door as the six. If when they went out did not same door as the sixth, you didn't start counting by seven, you started counting by one, or you started counting by five. So it's obvious that they're not here to combine with the first six, because there is no hard and fast rule that they have to walk out the same door for Maaseh Behemah to be effective. And therefore they can combine. Only if you didn't start counting at number seven, and now you have 4 plus 4, which is equal to 8, do they not combine with the 6. So let's again read what the Gemara said. If they walk out the same door as the 6 went out, so now 6 plus 4 equals 10, v'sha'ar, and the other 4 that walked out the second door, v'staf and l'gar necha, will be combined, need have Maaseh Behemah. V'mlaf, but if they didn't walk out the same door, and as I just quoted from the Chazon Ish, and you also didn't start counting these last 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, to the Shisha, the first 6 that walked out, when they walked out first, they were a minyan haroi, and therefore, as Rav has been teaching us, Peturim, for Abba Abba, the 2 groups of 4, that means the first group of 4 that walked out of the second door, after the first 6 walked out of the first door, and the second group of 4 that also walked out of that second door, still have Mustafa Garan Acher, still have an obligation for Maaseh Behemah. That's one situation where the stin of Minyan Haroi is applied. Another situation, says the Gemara, where Minyan Haroi is applied. Again, we start with 14 animals. We start with a pen that has 2 doors. But here, the order is reversed. First, 4 animals go out the first door. Then, 6 animals go out the second door. V'nishtayu shom arba, and 4 animals are left there. Says the Bryce, says Rava, em oysom arba, if those last 4 that are remaining, b'pesach hashishi yotzu, go out the same door as the first, as the 6 went out. So now you have 10. 6 plus 4 equals 10. Noit l'mam echad, take 1 from Maaseh Behemah, v'shar peturim, and the rest are potter. Why? Because the first 4 that went out are minyan haroi. Because when those 4 went out, there were still 10 left in the pen. So that's a minyan haroi. The second 6 also, when they walked out, had a minyan haroi because there were still 4 there. 6 plus 4 equals 10. The last 4 is as follows. If they go out the same door as the 6, so they're fine. 6 plus 4. If they go out the same door as the first 4 went out, so even though the first 4 are potter, because the first 4 were a minyan haroi, the last 4 aren't a minyan haroi, and they'll be chayiv. Vimlav, if they don't go out the same door as the 6, arba v'shisha, the first group of 4 that went out 1 door, the second group of 6 that went out the second door, as we just explained, are peturim because they both fall into the category of minyan haroi. V'arba, the last 4, if they walked out the door of the 4, Mitztafel Garenach is Talavachiv. Third case that he speaks to. Yotza, again, 14 animals, 1 pen, 2 doors. Yotza Arba Pesach Zeh, 4 went out, first 4 went out 1 door. Then the Arba Pesach Zeh, 4 went out another door. V'nishtar Sham Shisha, and you have 6 left over. So, says Rava, Im Aisha Shashi Yotza Pesach Echad, if all 6 walk out 1 door, so that door had 10. And what do you end up having here? You end up having a situation where all 14 are taken care of. Why all 14 are taken care of? Let's think about it. The first 4 that went out 1 door, it's a minyan haroi, because you have 10 left over. The second 4 to go out, it's still minyan haroi, because you have 6 left over. And then the last 6 went out 1 of those doors, it's also 10. So all 14 are taken care of. If all 6 walked out one of these 2 doors that we just spoke about, take 1 for Maaseh Behemah, for Shabbatum, and the rest are fine. Mimlaf, if that didn't happen, and the way the Rishonim Rashi explains what happened was, the last 6 did not all walk out one door, because as we just said, if all last 6 walked out one door, we'd be fine. What happened here, it doesn't matter which door, because both doors are 4. What happened was they split up into 3 and 3, and they walked out, the Miryosha says in explaining Rashi, at the exact same moment. So now when they walked out, it's not 10, and they also weren't the minyan haroi. because it's 7. 4 plus 3 equals 7. Furthermore, they were divided into 3 and 3. So the last 6 was Tavachiv. Mimlav, if the last group of 6 divided into 2 groups, the Abba V'Abba, the first 2 groups of 4 are Potter, because when they walked out, they were in the status of Minyan Haroi. But the last 6 that broke up into 2 groups of 3 and walked out the 2 separate doors at the exact same moment, Mitztafin, Lagayr and Acher, they still have a Chiyuv of Maisa Behema. Ask the Gemara on everything that we've learned in today's Shir. The basis for all of these cases that we learned in today's Shir and the halacha of all of these cases is because of Minyan Haroi. And as I said at the introduction to today's Shir, we already learned at the end of our previous Shir, the Rava, based on the pasuk that we quoted, learns that Minyan Haroi is Potter. So what did we learn today in Shir that's new? My Kamashmon. The Minyan Haroi Potter, that there's a din of Minyan Haroi. As we said, Vama Rava Chadazimna. Rava already taught us in yesterday's Shir that there's a concept of Minyan Haroi. Answers the Gemara. Ma'ad Tema, Vad Minyan Haroi Aminin. When does Rava apply the concept of Minyan Haroi? In a regular simple case. What's a regular simple case? As we said, you have 10 animals in one pen, one door, everything is fine. You start the animals walking out the door, and then something happens beyond your control, that one of the animals, the seventh animal, the eighth animal, doesn't make a difference, dies. That means that the first animals that you counted was really, under normal circumstances, going to end up with a perfect situation. Here, given the circumstances that we're speaking about, we have these animals going out different doors, breaking up into groups, where we know up front that we may never come to the bright situation of having 10 animals walking out a door. Maybe there, since it's a suffix, it will come to the proper combination of 10 animals outside of a door. Rava doesn't apply the concept of Minyan Haroi. Kamashmon that he does. Madatema, Vada Minyan Haroi Aminin. The regular simple situation is where Rava says Minyan Haroi. However, Suffolk Minyan Haroi, in a Suffolk, like in all the cases we learned today, Shir, the Chazul Lacha, we can't know for sure really what's going to happen. Loi Aminin, we wouldn't apply the concept of Minyan Haroi. Kamashlan, do we do? Continues the Gemara. A new case. Vamar Rava. Hayla Chamesha Satoi. Somebody had 15 animals. Loi Yomer. Ever Asara. So 15 is not the right number, because 15 will give you 10 with a remainder of 5. Says Rava, what you ought not to do is choose 10 and say v'chnis l'mador, and Rashi adds, what a person may do is pick the 10 weakest, but it doesn't make a difference which 10 he picks. Rashi just says that that's human nature. But don't say, I'll take 10, v'chnis l'mador, and I'll take them into the pen. Ve'etel mechon, and I'll take 1. Ve'sharp turim, and the rest are only 5, and 5 isn't enough. Rather, what should you do? Kaisen ladir, take all 15, put them into the pen. Umotzi asara, and go through the procedure with the first 10. And after going through that procedure, ve'noitel mem echot, the 10th one will be the maisa behema animal. Ve'sharp mitzvah from the garden echot. But the other 5 aren't absolved, and now have to wait. So there's a lot of important points to make here. Rashi says that Rav is actually teaching us 2 chidushim. The first chidush Rav is teaching us is that even though I know when I start with the number 15, and of course the number 15 is just the number that the Gemara uses, doesn't mean that since I know I'm going to have a remainder of 5, so I shouldn't take all 15 in the first place. No, you are obligated to take all 15 even though you're going to have this remainder. That's one point Rav is making. The other point Rav is making, says Rashi, and just to talk to this point, says the Chazon Ish, even though that's what Rava tells us, what happens if a person didn't come to our shir and doesn't know this halacha, and he indeed chooses 10, but the evidence would be fine. Then the next point Rashi says Rav is making, and this is the way the Ragged Shavar tells us to understand what Rashi says, is that once all 15 were together, and yes, I went through the procedure with 10, and now I have a remainder of 5, those 5, given that they were in the pen, and given that we began the process, the procedure of Maisa Behemoth with those 5, they have a full-fledged chiyuv of Maisa Behema and are considered tevel and may not be used or eaten or anything until we complete, find five more animals. However, the Farshim do make the point. That's only as long as we can find other animals this year. Once the year ends, we keep on learning the din of Chadash V'Yashan. Chadash V'Yashan can never combine. Says the Gemara, actually what Rava taught us is taught in the Braisa. Tanya Nami Hochi, Hoyloi Chamisha Setloim, somebody has 15 animals. Lo Yomer, what he ought not to do is say, Ever Asor, I'll choose 10, Vetleman Echot, and I'll pick one of those 10, and Vashapaturim, and the other 5, since it's not a number of 10, will be Potter. Rather, what should you do? Kaisen Ladir, put them all into the pen. Or Maitzi Asor, take out 10. Vetleman Echot, the 10th one is the Maisa Behema. Vashar, and the other 5 remain obligated. And as I said, from the Ragachov, I have a very high level obligation, mitztafen l'gayron achra. Ask the Gemara on this braisa, but there's a different braisa that says differently. But Tanya, the braisa says, here you start with 19 animals. Tisha asatloyim, you had 19 animals in altogether. Lo yomer, what the person should not do is say, ever asara, I'll choose 10, the etelman echot, and then take the 10th one as the maisa behema, the sharp turim, and the other 9 are potter. Rather, what is the halacha? El koins nodir, put all 19 in the pen. Maitzi asara, go through the procedure of taking out 10 animals, and the 10th animal is the maisa behema animal. The etelman echot, the sharp turim. Just the opposite of what we've been learning. In the previous price, it said, you have 15 animals. The first 10 go through the proper Maisa Behema procedure, the 10th one being Maisa Behema, but the other 5, as we keep on saying, still have a very high level chiyuv of Maisa Behema. In this case, the Braisa says, you start the same way. You put all 19 in the pen. And the first 10 you go through the Maisa Behema procedure, and number 10 is Maisa Behema. But here the Braisa says something very significantly different. The other 9, no longer have any obligation. So how do we reconcile these two braises? Says the Gemara, Tergma Rav Huna bas Chayra kamei de Rava. So Rav Huna bas Chayra explained this contradiction in front of Rava Berigla. Number of pshatim. Rava obviously said a major drosha Berigla. I saw 3 pshatim what Berigla means. One pshat means on Yontif itself. They used to have a major drosha. Another pshat is the Shabbos before Yontif. Like we have a Shabbos Agol Drosha, Shabbos Shuvah Drosha. Others say we learned just in this parak that the halacha is Shloshim Yom Kaid Maregel. 30 days before Yom Tov, you already have to start learning halacha. And this was the issue that came up at Rav's Drosha. And there was this question. And Rav Huna bas Chayra answered this contradiction of braises. Here we're referring to a situation, he says, B'dir she'esh l'shnei p'sok maskinim. We think about a very unique situation. We start with this pen, and we have the 19 animals. And this pen, as we spoke about earlier in our shiur today, has 2 doors. The yotze tes b'pesach zeh, the tes b'pesach zeh. First 9 walk out 1 door. The other 9 walk out the other door. And now this 10th animal, the heich, this 10th animal, the heich had, chazir l'hacha l'hacha, could be attributed to each one. Because it could have gone to the door. So that falls into the category that the first 9 are considered Minyan Haroi. And we learned, but Minyan Haroi, they're all Potter. So we're learning here a Gevaldige Chiddush. And all the Pais can discuss this Chiddush. That this 10th animal is attributed to both groups. And it's the 10th of this group of 9, and it's the 10th of this group of 9. Very interesting Shaila that the Pais can discuss. Interesting Shailas. One Shaila is, let's say a person accepted upon himself that for whatever duration, he's going to fast every Monday and Thursday. And then on one of those Mondays or Thursdays is a Tainus Tzibur. So he has to fast anyway. Has he fulfilled his nether? Could you fast one day and take care of 2 obligations? Or another question. Somebody lost a father and a mother in the same year. So he has to say Kaddish for his father. He has to say Kaddish for his mother. Could one Kaddish that he says work, and he has in mind both parents, be acceptable? Or whichever parent passed away first, he should say Kaddish. And maybe for the second parent, he should hire someone to say Kaddish on his behalf. The Shas HaTshuva's Torah L'Shma discusses the Shaila. And it's interesting to point out, he says that everybody who loses a parent has a minig that on the day of the yahrzeit they light a candle. And let's say a father and mother, you have yahrzeit for both of them on the same day, for sure you should write two candles. Because what's the big deal? You can write two candles. But Kaddish, you could only say Kaddish once. What's the halacha? And the same question with the Tainus. He says, clearly based on our Gemara, you see that this animal could be divided and could be used to be the tenth of this group and the tenth of this group. The same thing could be for Kaddish. You could say one Kaddish, and it could work for a father and a mother. Although, the Paiskim do say a very interesting point. In some communities, not in most communities actually, not, but in some communities, and that's really what it says in Shulchan Aruch, not more than one person should say Kaddish at a time. And the Shulchan Aruch has a very clear set of rules who has Kedima, who has preference in saying Kaddish. So now, let's say there's a person, and one of the halachas that we all know is that somebody in the Shloshim takes preference over the individual who's in the year. So let's say you have an individual who's in the Shloshim for one parent and in the year for a second parent. Could he say that he gets to say two Kadeshim, one for the Shloshim and one for the year? That not. Because if we just finished saying that one Kaddish could be for two parents, then you can't have it both ways. But then I saw, along the same lines, a very interesting Shaila that was discussed with the Michas Yitzchak. Also the question could come up. You have two people who are Chiyuvim, that have to be the Bali Tefillah, they have Yartzai, Daravelim. And they both are insisting that they daven for the Amid. So they'll divide into, you have a shul that has two rooms, and they'll divide into two groups. I'm not saying that that's what should be done, but that's what's being done. So one group, but you don't have 20 people. You have 19 people. So the question is, could they divide into two groups, one room 9 people, and one room 9 people, and the 10th person will stand in the middle, and you can count them for both minyanim. He says, there you can't say this concept that the Gemara said. You can't say that one person can be divided into two. And he explains why. He says, because what's the concept of a minyan? The concept of a minyan is that all of the people sitting in the minyan are listening to the Bali Tefillah as he davens and they answer Amen. You can't listen to two Bali Tefillahs from two different minyanim at the same time. And therefore there you certainly can't apply the concept of Chazi L'Hacha B'Chazi L'Hacha. Ask the Gemara, one he give a different teretz. Vilishni lay, why didn't Rav Huna Baschaira, in order to answer this contradiction between the Brisa's answer, that it's referring to a situation, Kagan Shimon Tisha, again, we start with the 19 animals, he counted 9 animals, Vichimata Asara, and when the 10th one came, instead of calling it number 10, Kari Chad Mereisha, he started counting it number 1. That's why, and then when number 19 comes, it's Taka 10. Answers the Gemara, Kesavim Asir Me'elav Kaddish. By doing that, it's meaningless. Because the 10th one, the fact that you call the animal, which is number 10, you call it number 1, means nothing. Because since we learned in our previous year, that animal number 10 becomes Kaddish no matter what, we learned in our previous year, it's Kaddish Me'elav, you calling it something else is meaningless. So the Gemara tries with different teretz. Vilishnei Leit, why don't he try to answer? To go in the monim, zugus zugus. They went out in pairs, we're going to speak about this soon more, and therefore the first 19 went out in pairs. So you had 9 pairs, 18. And the 10th one is number 19th, is the 10th one. Answers the Gemara, because he is of the opinion, and we're going to discuss this some more, the 10th one, again, even if they walked out in pairs, doesn't make a difference. Whichever is 10 is the 10th. So the fact that they walked out in pairs doesn't make the last one the Maisa one. Whichever one is the 10th one that walked out is the Maisa one. So in other words, the only way to answer the question is the way that he answered it, 9 went out, 2 separate doors, and that's why the 10th one is Chazi L'Hakad, Chazi L'Hakad. Says the Gemara, interesting comment Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak made. On Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak, where we had the steerer by the drasha, and Rav Huna Bas Chayra successfully answered the question. Zakai Umei the Rav Huna Bas Chayra. Rav Huna Bas Chayra's mother ought to be proud. The Shonale Shmatza, that he was able to answer this difficult question, Berigla, at this public address, Kishmatze, and not only was he able to answer it, there was a difficulty that Rava had posed, and he was successful in publicly answering it. Not only did he publicly answer it successfully, he was able to answer it based on a halacha that Rava was the one that said, Minyan Haroi. Beautiful answer. I want to make 2 points, Mefarsh make. One point that they make is, why does the Gemara say Zaka Ime? Why is his mother proud? His father's not proud? So I saw from Yitzchak Zilberstein, we know who raises the children. The mother raises the children. So when somebody is Baruch Hashem fortunate to have a son who's such a great Talmud Chacham, who's the one that deserves the credit? Ime, the mother. But then I saw another psak that he says based on this Gemara. We all know there's a very serious chiv deraisa of kibud avim, and included in the obligation of kibud avim is that we have to treat our parents with respect, and on the contrary, we may not use our parents. We can't ask our father or mother to do something on our behalf. It's a lack of kavod. So the question that was asked to him is that there's a father, a fine individual, who has a son, who's Baruch Hashem a big Talmud Chacham, a Magid Shir, gives Shurim, and the father has the time and the ability to drive around the son from one Shir that he gives to another Shir. Is the son allowed to take his father up on it? Because he's using his father, he's turning his father into a chauffeur. That was the question that was asked. So Paskins, absolutely. Because what did Al Gemara just show us? That the greatest pride to a parent is that they have a son, a Talmud Chacham. So here, if you have a father, who Baruch Hashem, who has a son, who's a Magid Shir, and is able to go around giving Shiurim, and the father could have the nachas of taking his son from one place to the other, of course, you're allowed to use the father under those circumstances. Continues the Mishnah. Actually, we begin the last Mishnah of the Masechta. Yotze Shtayim Kachas. Two animals walked out together. So we'll make the case simple. We have 10 animals, but the first two walked out together. Manoisim Shnaim Shnanim. And he made a mistake. Because they walked out together, he got confused. And instead of calling these two animals number one and number two, he called them back. He really called both of them one. So his number is all messed up. And what's going to happen is when he gets to number 9, what he thinks is number 9 is really number 10. So then the ninth one, the animal that's really 10, he called 9. And the animal that's really 11, he called 10. Mukukalim. So there's 2 pshatim in Mukukalim that the Rishonim give. One pshat in Mukukalim is, he should have asked what to do when two animals walked out together. And he would have gotten the proper instruction, make sure to key out each animal individually. By not asking, he ends up with this problem. But then the Rishonim go a step further. They discuss and they say that even though we learned and we're going to learn in this very mission in a moment, that when you get confused between number 9 and number 10 and number 11, the halach is the 9th one you have to wait till it becomes a balmum. We discussed this in the previous year. The 11th one becomes a karban shlomim. That's only in a situation where they all walked out one at a time and you got confused, and we'll speak about this more in a moment, between 9, 10, and 11. But in this case, where it was because the first two went out together and that confused you, those don't apply. And both of them are mukulkalim. You have to wait for these two animals to become balimum and then eat them. Says the Mishnah further. If you have the case that I just spoke about, karol chia siri, you made a mistake. You called the 9th animal number 10. Well, a siri chi in the 10th animal you called number 9. Well, lachros a siri, and then the 11th animal you called 10. And as the Mefarshim explained, how does this happen? Because once you make one mistake and somebody points it out, so sometimes people get very confused under that pressure and they start saying the wrong thing, then all shloshtam are mekudoshim. All 3 are kadosh, but they have different rules. Hachi, the animal, which is really the ninth animal, Nechel B'mumoy, should be wait till it becomes Bamum, and then you could eat it. Hasiri, the one which is really the tenth, is really the tenth, and has the din of Maisa Behema. Vecher Aser, the 11th animal, which you call the 10th, Karav Shlomim, has a din of a Karav Shlomim. And it's very important to point out, and this is going to be very relevant to all the Shurim, only two, till we finish the Masechta. A Karav Shlomim and a Karav Maisa Behema have very different rules. Karav Shlomim, you have to bring the Chaz of a Shaykh. They have to do Tnufa on the Chaz of a Shaykh. And not only do you have to do Tnufa on the Chaz of a Shaykh, that Chaz of a Shaykh has to be given to the Kahanim. Mais Behema, that then doesn't apply. Karav Shlomim has Smicha. Mais Behema doesn't have Smicha. Karav Shlomim has Nesachim. Mais Behema doesn't have Nesachim. Karav Shlomim, the way the blood is put on the Mizbeach, is Shtayim Shin Arba, two applications. By Mais Behema, there's only one application. So there are differences. And this 11th animal is treated like the Karav Shlomim that you call 10. Very fundamental machloikis amroim that we learned in Masechta Nazir. This mistake that we're discussing and will discuss, is it only considered a mistake when you verbalize the mistake? Or even if you didn't verbalize, you just made a mistake in the count. It's machloikis amroim. It really is dependent, the Achroinim say, that machloikis amroim. What the Torah said mean? And the Torah said this thing that the 9th and 11th also get Kedusha when there's a mistake. Doesn't mean whichever one is the 9th or 11th get that Kedusha if you made a mistake because of the mistake or is because you verbalized the mistake. That's the Machloik Samaroim. Now there's another halacha, a halacha that we've learned many times together. We learned the halacha is, we're going to learn still in Mitzvah Shem, Masechta Temura. The Torah says, Lo Yemaren, if you have an animal that's Kaddish, you shouldn't substitute. But says the Heilige Torah, Vim Hama Yomar, if you do, Vayuhu Smarasa Yekaitish. That's by all Kabbanis, not by Maisa. Maisa, there's no din of Tamur. Maisa Behema. So now the question is, this 11th animal, which we said just now, is going to be treated like a Karban Shlomim. Is it subject to the Halachas of Tamur or not? So Ramei says, Vayuhu Tamur, it's a Karban Shlomim. A Karban Shlomim is subject to the Halachas of Tamur, Divir Emeya. Arab Yehuda, Vichyesh Tamur, Isa Tamur. Why is this 11th animal a carbon? It's only a carbon because it's a tamura of the 10th animal. So tamura doesn't make a tamura. Omer Shim Rameya says Rameya to Rabbi Yehuda, you're wrong. Because Ilu Hayu Tamura, if you were indeed correct, and it should be treated as a tamura, like a karif, it would not be put on the Mizbeach. Because a tamura of Maisa Behema is not put on the Mizbeach. So obviously it's not in the category of tamura. For weren't in the category of tamura, why am I putting on the Mizbeach? And that's why it's a real carbon shlamim that makes tamura. Karo chi asiri, or asiri asiri. Here you call the 9th one wrong, but the 10th one you did right. Ula achar asa asiri, and the 11th one you made a mistake. Then the halacha is ein echras mekudesh. Then the 11th one, it doesn't get the din of carbon shlamim. Why? Because says the Mishnah, zeh klal, kol shlei nekesh shem asir mimeni. If you didn't make a mistake on the 10th one, and the 11th one, even if you did make a mistake, it's not considered a mistake that should be considered a Karban Shlomim, ein echras mekudesh. Very interesting point that I saw the Mefarshim make. The last letter of our Mishnah is Shin. And I said this is the last Mishnah in the Masechta. The first letter of the first Mishnah of our Masechta is a Hey, Halokeach Uber. Shin with Hey is Seh. The Seh is the animal, if there's one common denominator of our entire Masechta, it's a Seh. The din of Bechor Behema applies by a Seh. Petach Amor, Tifte, the Seh. Maisa Behema applies in a Seh. And Bechor Adam, Kla Yisrael is compared to a Seh. Seh Pezuro Yisrael, the Pasuk says. So it's appropriate to say that this Masechta is very connected to the Seh. And what is the common denominator? Because remember, the Seh is the animal that was taken for the Karban Pesach, which reminds us of Yetzias Mitzrayim, reminds us that we are all Avdei Hashem. That's the lesson, that what we have is not really ours. Everything we have, we think the Bechor is ours. It's not ours. Everything's Hashem's. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Manim Zugus Zugus. Instead of counting the animals, as we've been learning, one animal at a time, the animals walked out in pairs. Or Kintrin Kintrin, you walked out in groups of 100. Asiril Minyana Hu Kaddish. Whatever is Asiril Minyana is Kaddish. Ask the Gemara Minyana Mein. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? So as I said before, there's a Machloikas. Remarial Min Shalayu Kaddish. Whatever you count 10 is Kaddish. So if they walked out in pairs, so the fifth pair is Kaddish. And if they walked out in groups of 100, the last pair, all 10 is Kaddish. That's Ramari's opinion. Rav Kahana Malaminyan Behemoth with Kaddish. Doesn't make a difference what you say. Whichever animal is actually the 10th animal, that is the animal that's Kaddish. Ask the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Yotze Shnayim Kachas, if the first two animals walked out together, Mana Osim Shnayim, you ought to have counted them as two, but you didn't count them, you didn't count them as two. You counted them Manam Echad, you counted that group of two, that pair of two as only one, and now what happened is, Chiva Simakul comes. So we said what you call nine is really 10, and what you call 10 is really 11. So ask the Gemara, Bishlam Lamandam Lamin Shalayu Kadosh. According to the Mandam that says, we follow what you say. So that's Mishamachit Shiva Sirma Kakalam. El Mandam Lamin Behemus Kadosh, Lachi Chi Kakari, Vasir Sir Kakari. There are a lot of different Gesos. That's why I'll tell you, Shad the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara's question is, if we follow what is 10, is 10, and what is not 10 is not 10. So when you made this mistake, you made a mistake. And therefore the Mishnah says, when the Mishnah says Mukukolim, that you have everything messed up, is understood. But if we say that what you count is what counts, so you count this as 10. They went out in pairs, and this is the one you counted as 10. So why is that a problem? Answers the Gemara, Amlach Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Aminano, when did Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rav Murray's understanding, say that it goes according to the way you count? That's when you deliberately meant, instead of doing it the way we've always described, one animal at a time, you're going to be taking out two animals at a time, and you're going to make the fifth pair the 10th for all of your animals. You have 20 animals, and you're going to make that the animal. But in a situation where you didn't intend to do so, the first two animals just jumped out together, nobody will agree that that is the halacha. Heicha the nafik mela, if they just walked out that way, certainly only the animal which is indeed the 10th is the 10th, is the ma'aseh be'emah, no other animal. And here when you made a mistake, you have a problem. Tashma. So Gemara says, it says in a brisa, manan l'mafreya. Again, we learned the Mishnah the other day. How are you supposed to count? The way you're supposed to count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This person counted backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. As Sirish Reminion Kaddish. So the 10th one is Kaddish. It says, Mabishlal Mandam Aluminium Behemus Kaddish. That whichever animal is the 10th, is the 10th. So we could understand this price very well. That is the 10th animal. The fact that you called it 1 doesn't change the reality that that is the 10th animal. However, ask the Gemara. El Mandam Aluminium Shalayu Kaddish. What you say is what counts. Chat Karalei. You didn't call it 10, you called it 1. So how could the animal that you call 1 be the Ma'aseh Behemah animal if what you say is what counts? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rava, Ha'ovi Isa b'minyona Parsah, the Karalei Sarachad. There are people from Parsah that when they count, they always count backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. And when they say 1, they mean it's the 10th one. So that's another way of saying 10. So all the Mefarshim, all the Achrayim, ask the obvious question. Whenever we have in the Gemara that we follow the wording that somebody used, we look at the way all people talk. And if there are people that speak, Masechet Nedar, Masechet Nazir is full of such examples, where somebody spoke not in the normal fashion, but the title it's called, we don't count what he says. And all of a sudden now, because you could find the Parsah, people count backwards, that's acceptable? What's happening here? So Mepharshim say a beautiful teretz. It goes back to a halacha that we learned in our previous year and referred to in our shiur today as well. The truth is Asiri Me'elof HaKadosh. When is there a halacha that your language is so essential? Is when your language is the only thing that we rely on. So there, your language has to be the proper language. If it's not the proper language, it's meaningless. Here, you really don't need that much of a language. Why? Because the halacha is Asiri Me'elof HaKadosh. So whatever you say is going to be good enough as long as you say it in a way that there's anybody in the world that says it. Says the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, Kari, Kara, Lachi Asiri, Lachi Chi, Lachra Asiri. We made a mistake by number 9, 10, and 11. Says the Gemara, the Brisa says, Tana Rabbanan, Minayin, from where do we know? Shimkar Lachi Asiri, the din that we've learned so many times in this shurim. Lachi Chi, Lachra Asiri, Shlosh Mekudoshim. All three of them are treated with a level of Kedusha, albeit different levels, as we learned and will repeat. Tamalaymer, V'chomas Boker, V'tsoim, Kol HaShiyah V'tachsa Shevet, HaSiri Yekodesh. So the Torah is Marba, the extra one. Says the Gemara, so the Torah is teaching us that even the 9th and 11th can attain a level of Kedusha. Continues the Braisa. Yoko Shadim Marba Av Shemini V'Shnei Masur. Maybe this level, Kedusha, could expand even to number 8 and number 12 if I made an error with them. Answers the Gemara. Amrit. Says the Braisa. However, who Kaddish? The 10th animal is the animal that's Kaddish. The Tu'usum is Kaddishus. And this Pasuk is teaching us that the animals that you make an error with also become Kaddish. Mahu ain't a Kaddish. It itself is only Kaddish. Al Besamach. The one that's closest. You can't be closest to anything than you are to yourself. Af Tu'usa. Also Tu, the one you make mistake. Ainam Kaddishus Al Besamach. What's close? 9 and 11 are close to 10. 8 and 12 are already distant. Ask the Gemara, but Tanya, but there's another Braisa, that this Braisa says, Ma Tu'usa Miyuchedis, it's unique, it's single. Af Tu'us, Ma, the 10th is unique. Af Tu'us Miyuchedis. But he was saying it's not only the 10th, it's the 9th and 11th. Answers the Gemara, Tana Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, How many Rabbi Lezer Shimon He? The Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Shimon Oima, La'olam ein echer osa kadosh. The 11th one is not considered a carbon shlamim. Achi yishtik bas chi, unless you're completely silent by the 9th one. Taisa says two pshatim. One pshat is that you didn't say anything when you got to the 9th one. You didn't call a 10. Or another pshat is that you made a mistake by the 9th, but then you didn't make a mistake by the 11th. You can't make two mistakes. In other words, the 11th one doesn't become a common shlomim. Only if you did not make a mistake by the 9th one. You call the 10th 9th instead of calling the 10. And then, and then you call the 11th one 10. Because Saval Kabihuda, he agrees with Kabihuda. When you make a toss on the 10th one, the 11th one becomes a tamura. The Saval Kavua, and he also agrees, like his father, Damer, Ein Meimer, Chayz V'Meimer. So only if you made a mistake in the 10th, so does the 11th become a Temura. But if you made a mistake in the 9th and in the 10th, they would have a double Temura. And he holds a double Temura is not effective. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Yops Shnei B'Chi, if two animals go out 9, and Karan Chi and Siri, two animals walk out as the last animal, and you call them number 9 and number 10. So what you have here is a Asir v'chulun merav b'zeh. One animal is chulun, the 9th one. The 10th one is mais behema, and they're mixed up. A Asiri me'el of kaddish. The Asiri is kaddish by itself. And the 9th one, chi kakarolei. The 9th one you call them time. So what should you do? But you don't know which one is the 9th and which one is the 10th. So you have to wait for both of them to become Balmum, says Rashi, and then you can eat them. Karan Asiri, if you call this 9th animal and 10th animal both number 10, what you have here is a situation of Asiri Chi Muravim Zemazah. And even the 9th one should be treated with the Kedusha, because we're learning in our Mishnah, if you make a mistake on the 9th one, it gets a Kedusha. Maitama, Asiri Kakar Leila Tavayu. says the Gemara, another halacha. Yotze shnayim basiri. Two animals went out as 10. The 10th and 11. V'karn asiri, and you call both of them 10. Asir v'echad eser merovim b'zebzeh. So you have a real issue here, because the 10th and 11th are mixed up. One is 10 and one is 11. And therefore, you have to treat both of them like a carbon shlomim. Because what happened is, when you make a mistake with the 11th, it has a din of a shlomim, and both of them will be treated like a shlomim. Karm echad aser asiri, and you call, but if you call them 11 and 10, so you have here chul asir v'chul meravim zebzeh, they're both considered. You have here the 10th one being ma'aser behema, the 11th one is a regular 11th one. Ask the Gemara, hasulam ali, why did Rava have to teach us this din? Whatever we learned now is really just a repetition of our Mishnah, Hakamash Malon. What Rava is teaching us, says the Gemara, the Kavabas Achas, wherever they go out together, Tavayu Kakachi, and you call them both 10, they both get the Kedushin, Tavagav, Tloynekashem, Sirimenu, even though you didn't make a mistake on the 10th one, because you did call the 10th one 10, but you also called the 9th one 10, or you called the 11th one 10, that's already considered like you have a problem of a mistake. And the ninth one has the din of a ninth that makes a mistake, and the 11th has the din of 11th that makes a mistake.